Ezra Scott Jr. says there are quite a few registered sex offenders living in his city.
There's approximately 205 sex offenders that actually live in the city of Niagara Falls. And only 84 of those sex offenders actually live in the city of Niagara Falls or were arrested in the city of Niagara Falls before their arrest.
Why so many end up in the Cataract City is just one of the questions he would like the new commission to explore. Applications are being accepted until this Tuesday, after which candidates will undergo a background check. Once seated, Scott plans to welcome additional support.
This board, we will be having representatives represented from other organizations, such as the, hopefully from the Block Club Council, the YWCA, Sexual Assault Response Team and Rape Crisis Program, the Department of Social Service, the New York State Divisions of Parole and Probation, the Child Advocacy Center as well. And also there's an organization that's been very grassroots in Niagara Falls. It's called the Speak Up Organization. And, you know, and we're just looking to really work with these organizations and have healthy dialogue around the issue.
Applicants must submit a resume to the council by 5 p.m. Tuesday. Contact information is available at WBFO.org. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.